At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. A new report says public schools outperformed charter campuses in North Texas last year. The education advocacy group Children at Risk found about 45% of the region's public school campuses earned A's and B's versus 27% of charter schools, and around 16% of charter schools earned an F compared to 8% of traditional public schools. Out of the traditional school districts in North Texas, Dallas had 42 failing schools, Fort Worth had 37, and Arlington had 9. We've been reporting on the subject as part of our series, The Race to Save Failing Schools. You can find the series at kera.org/savingschools. A 25-year-old man posed as a 17-year-old freshman in Dallas high schools for nearly 9 months before his arrest last week. The Dallas Morning News reports Sidney Gilstrap Portley claimed at Skyline High School to be a Hurricane Harvey refugee named Rashawn Richardson. He later moved on to Hillcrest High School and became a star basketball player. High school coaches even named Gilstrap Portley as District 11 5A Offensive Player of the Year. That all ended when one of his former coaches from North Mesquite High School recognized Gilstrap Portley at a tournament and tipped off officials. Officials say the charade was an effort to once again play on the court as a teenager. Gilstrap Portley faces a charge of tampering with government records. He has no previous criminal history. Depression affects a person's way of life, from problems sleeping and eating to issues on the job or at school. And while researchers are learning more about the condition, there's still a long way to go, especially with teenagers. As part of KERA's Breakthroughs Project, Justin Martin talked with Dr. Madhukar Trivedi, who directs the Comprehensive Center for Depression at UT Southwestern Medical Center. He's leading a program in North Texas schools to educate students and help those who may be at risk.
Trained UT Southwestern facilitators are working with teens in North Texas schools. Explain what happens once they get into the classroom.
It's a 5-session program. The first one is primarily didactic, and all the remaining 4 are interactive, where the kids get into this with different kinds of interactive play. There is issues like dilemma cards, so we provide them with dilemmas that they run into, bullying or things related to school activity, or parents are having problems or they are having problems. Teens are broken down into groups and they participate in that. They learn from it and then come back together and discuss it.
Why do this? Why go into the classroom?
So there are 2 things. One is, I think that we have to start early. We wait all too often too late. It is generally 10 to 12 years between the first onset of symptoms and the first time somebody gets diagnosed. That's too late. And the second part is, majority of advances in medicine have come from prevention and early detection. And so we want to go in very early, find out if there are any signs and symptoms, and then approach the teens and take them to the right place for care.
So there's an education element, but there's also the research element. How is UT Southwestern using these classroom visits for research purposes?
So we are in the classrooms doing 2 things. One is identifying those who really need care immediately, so then connect them with care. And then those who are at risk, we are actually bringing them to the medical center, and we are developing, basically trying to develop signatures of their biology, their brain function, et cetera, to then begin to develop predictive models of who is going to develop the illness and what are the kinds of things we should do to prevent it.
Are you going to follow up with the kids over the years?
We are recruiting 2,500 teens and young adults, 10 to 24-year-olds, and we will follow them for a long time. And we bring them in every 4 to 6 months and do all these tests, including brain imaging, EEG, behavioral tasks, tasks on the computer to assess their emotion processing, their ability to understand reward, et cetera. And in the process, we are trying to basically develop fingerprints, so to speak, to try to group people into high risk, low risk, mid risk, and then try to intervene early so that we are not waiting until too late.
How many schools and school districts are participating in the program?
This year we will be in 20 schools. So we have Plano Independent School District, Lovejoy, Rockwall. We just signed an agreement with Fort Worth ISD. We are working with a number of other ISDs also to try to expand to all of North Texas.
What are some of the common symptoms of teenage depression?
First and foremost, immediately what you start seeing is their participation in school and social activities goes down. They are more isolated. They stay in their rooms more often. They are more irritable and anxious. And changes in sleep and appetite. Their sleep cycle already often is affected, but this gets worse. And so they sleep much less or sleep at odd times. And then have sense of helplessness, hopelessness, worthlessness, and obviously suicidal ideation.
When should a parent or a friend be worried? What are the signs that someone needs help?
So what I tell people is two things. One is I think let teens be teens is not the solution. You have to be engaged. Asking teens and young adults whether they are depressed or not, or whether they are experiencing these symptoms, will not initiate symptoms in them, so it should be asked. Secondly, I think that when you see that they are not agreeing to do things, or they are changing their behavior, or their school performance suddenly goes down, you should be very worried.
We know more about depression now than ever before, but there's still a lot that we don't know. What are we still trying to figure out when it comes to depression?
I think we do know that when somebody has depression, their brain function is abnormal. What we are now having to do, we need to do over to the next 5-10 years, is to actually develop very accurate brain and blood tests that can actually be tied to this diagnosis and can be matched with the right treatment. So some people may need medications, some may need therapy, some may need magnetic stimulation to change brain circuits, some may need aerobic exercise. How we match that with these blood tests and brain tests is the work that we are doing at the center. That is what we as a field need to accomplish.
Dr. Madhukar Trivedi is with UT Southwestern Medical Center. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much.
We've got partly sunny skies and a high around 90 in the forecast, but there's also a 30% chance of rain. It's 73 degrees now in Dallas and Fort Worth.